Welcome to the Nebraska Family Alliance Daily Spotlight, where we discuss important issues impacting family, freedom, and life at the intersection of faith, government, and culture. Here's your host, Karen Bolin.
It's great, again, to have Stephanie Olson from the Set Me Free Project in studio. And this week we are having a conversation about anti-human trafficking efforts. Stephanie, tell us, what are some of the risks that every teenager needs to know so they do not become a traffic victim?
I think that one of the big things that I would love all the teens to understand is that a lot of traffickers get information and find their victims through social media. And so when they're allowing followers randomly to follow them, and then they're telling every bit of their everyday, it's not about kidnapping and shipping away. It's about those traffickers building a relationship. And so it seems very natural. This is someone who I want to spend time with. But when in fact, they're grooming them into a trafficking situation because those teens have made themselves vulnerable, possibly through social media.
So oftentimes that relationship starts quite innocently.
Very.
And traffickers are sophisticated, aren't they?
They are very smart and good at what they do. And I think that's what parents need to understand too, is that it is a relationship building issue. And one of the things I always say, traffickers build amazing relationships. We need to build better ones.
How do you recommend building better relationships?
Well, I think it takes a community to help do that. So relationships within the schools, relationships within businesses. But as a parent or a family member, it's really listening and taking that time to really hear what the kids are saying, which is not always easy with teenagers.
As a parent and now as a grandparent of teenagers, I recognize the challenges before us. When I was raising my children, we didn't have social media.
Oh, yes.
And so it is a much different scenario now.
Yeah.
I want to continue the conversation tomorrow and talk about the workshops that you do and training young people what they can do to protect themselves. So listen in tomorrow as we continue the conversation on anti-human trafficking efforts.